Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Now, this is amazing. I don't know if you guys ever get this, but if you're reading the Old Testament time, many a time, you know, God has his people right. They're in a servant role, but they're right in the place to be elevated. And the Bible says the heart of the king is what? In the Lord's hand. So King Xerxes loves Nehemiah and asks him, what can he do? Nehemiah, first thing he did was, what do you think he did? The first thing Nehemiah did is prayed. That's what I want you to get today. If you don't get anything today, Nehemiah prayed before the Lord about his sins, and then he prayed about the sins of the people. He went into intercessory prayer. He went into intercessory prayer. So Nehemiah prayed and got a vision that the Lord wanted him to go and rebuild these walls. And then Nehemiah goes before the king and says, I know what you can do. Give me two letters that I may pass through, because there was a lot of different territories there. But if he had the letter from the king, you could get by. They see your letter, you can get by. Hey, I'm covered here. I'm with the king here. Let me by here. So Nehemiah was able to go through. But also, he gave him another letter to the person that kept the forest, all the trees. So in other words, the king said, hey, Nehemiah, get all the trees you want to refortify that wall. Isn't that amazing? Amen. Nehemiah ain't have a dime. He ain't got to go do no big raising funds and raising money. Whenever God wants you to do something, he will provide. Amen. I want you to know that right there. You don't have to do no fundraising. You don't have to do all this hoopla and dancing and all this stuff. Whenever God wants you to do a work, he equips you to do it. Nehemiah had all the wood from the forest of Lebanon. That's pretty good. That's some good wood up there from what I hear. We talked about that before. But Nehemiah had an open letter. He could go anywhere in the territory he wanted, and then he can get all the wood that he wanted. So Nehemiah was ready to roll. He sought the Lord. The Lord said, all right, Nehemiah, I want you to go and rebuild the wall, fortify this city. Because there was a lot of stuff going on in the city. Even the nobles of the city was taking usury against the people. A lot of the people lost their homes, lost their lands, and the spirituality of Jerusalem was in turmoil. They were interacting with strangers, which brought weird customs in. A whole bunch of stuff was going on. But what I want you to know is that when Nehemiah got the news about Jerusalem, he prayed, the Lord gave him direction, then he got permission from the king. All this took place in 4 months. Nehemiah prayed for a solid 4 months before attempting to build a wall. I don't think you got that. I'll say that again. Nehemiah prayed for 4 months before he left to go to build a wall. I'm here to tell you that any great work for the Lord begins with prayer. Amen. Amen. Prayer does not empower you, but it prepares you for what's ahead. Amen. It prepares you for what's ahead. It lets you know that you cannot do it. Amen. In your natural strength. It lets you know that you need a supernatural power to come down and equip you to take on a supernatural task. I don't know if you understand that if the walls was in ruin for 100 years, what it was going to take to restore. Matter of fact, the people said it was impossible. It was crazy. But Nehemiah, he knew that the task was going to be great. He knew that he was going to come against opposition. Prayer prepared him for what lies ahead.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.